Now, here is Lynette to introduce our first set of news items.
Hello. We wonder if today we can open with news reflecting the fact that it is summer and holiday time for a lot of people. A look into the future first, however, with a hope for more Ryanair routes in addition to the news that they will be continuing flight to Alicante throughout the winter, and the city begins to gear up for a new go-go sculpture trail, but for next summer rather than this year. Then a new steam engine for the summer season and a weather update. The managing director of Norwich Airport has teased that there may be up to three new destinations to fly to next summer. Ryanair, the budget airline, began flying from Norwich Airport in April and currently offers twice-weekly summer flights to Alicante, Malta and Faro. Mr. Pace said the first 4 months with Ryanair had been successful and that the airline was happy with how things were going, both commercially and operationally. He said the routes had been very popular, with all flights boasting a capacity of 90% or more. When asked about future plans with the airline, he said, "I think I'd like to see another two or three routes next summer added to what we've already got, and we'll know that, hopefully, in September." Norwich Airport operates flights to 18 destinations in 9 countries, with connections to 150 more locations via Amsterdam.
Time is running out for artists to take a walk on the wild side by grabbing the opportunity to transform a safari herd into something spectacular. Break, the charity behind Go-Go Safari Sculpture Trail coming to Norfolk next summer, is looking for artists to bring the works of art to life. But time is running out as submissions are closing at the end of this month. Ellie Edge, Break Partnerships manager, said, "This is a really unique opportunity for new and established artists to showcase their creative talents to thousands of people. Seeing the creativity the artists come up with is truly inspiring, and the eye-catching designs are the best part of the trail." Miss Edge added, "We can't wait to see all the amazing designs as they are submitted."
Visitors to a heritage railway this summer will be able to travel behind a type of steam locomotive not seen for almost 60 years. The North Norfolk Railway, NNR, which runs between Sheringham and Holt, welcomed number 6880 Betton Grange last week. Following a successful test run, it's scheduled to head the Poppy Line's popular summer services until Sunday, August the 18th. It will then be a regular performer during a three-month stay on the line. The steam loco was completed earlier this year and was the culmination of 30 years of work by a dedicated band of enthusiasts. It will also headline the 9-day Festival on Rails Gala from Saturday, August the 24th, to Sunday, September the 1st.
Temperatures soared across Norfolk, with some parts of the county seeing highs of 33 centigrade. The sweltering conditions have been caused by Storm Debbie in North America, strengthening the jet stream and allowing hot air to move into the UK. The Met Office has released a long-range forecast which expects clouds and rain to move in from the west, with windy conditions later this month. Temperatures overall will be close to average for August, and there is a possibility of very warm conditions returning towards the end of the month.
Nestled in the Norfolk countryside is the UK's largest insect zoo, and it has some new additions for the summer. The Bug Park, opened in May 2022 at the former Norfolk Wildlife Park site, located along Nowhere Lane in Lenwade. The attraction has three tropical houses showing more than 200 species of invertebrates, including tarantulas, scorpions, and a huge leaf-cutting ant colony. Other features include a children's play area, jumping pillows, and new for summer 2024, a fairground games area and dipping pond. The latter is filled with newts, dragonflies, water boatmen, and much more. The Bug Park is open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.